Ninja, intuitive energy community of oneness. Thank you for joining. Allow me in your experience, participate in this co-creating energy of oneness by listening live archives, requesting energy reading and healing. Hope you are having a wonderful moment in your world. Where I am in this linear time flow is that into that last week of July 2020. And focus I like to give this day is healing your perception and power future now. Healing your perception and power future now. After the weekly check-in, conscious breathing exercise, the quickest meditation, let my voice guide your attention and simply, quickly align in here now in your body. Entire element, your mind, emotion, spirit, everything connect as one in your physical body, as you, as a person, connect together in this field energy of oneness. And after this focus of the day, I would like to give an intuitive blind reading. I have a few requests here, so stay tuned for the second segment. Click in that link from description if you are with Spreaker and other platform that will close for the first chapter segment. Come join me for that blind reading. You can also request your life's curious matter to get some intuitive insight without telling the personal story or detail, but choosing the symbol that represent your curious matter, not someone else's life, but yours. Is that a love life or career or your family, your sense of self, anything that you are curious about? Please send me that request so that help me pick your request and deliver that energetic insight around that symbol you gave me and deliver as an message according to that category that you let me know for useful information. If it's resonating, take it. If it's not, please do not take it because I totally respect that you are the most knowledgeable person about your life. But it's always nice to have some idea so that your choices can increase the power using your own intention and what will resonate to your creation. If it's not resonating, then please do not take it. And at least that information would help you learn what you are looking for. So either way, it will be fine. And you are giving us an opportunity to connect as one energy, which is most precious things that we can do for one another. And I thank you. And thank you for all listener joined to co-creating this field energy. Without you, I am unable to facilitate this energy. So thank you. How you can request, oh yes, that please send me a personal private message of Facebook, Twitter, at June Universe. June, J-U-N-E, Universe, one word, and symbol, and what it is about. Look forward to intuiting your needs. So let's connect to ourselves here now together. And just scan your energy from top of your head, what you're thinking, what you're seeing, what you're smelling, what you're tasting, what you're hearing, except my voice. If you're driving, then what you're seeing in front of you and what your mind eyes is seeing. And is that from the past or from the future? Or, you know, just notice your feeling, how you feel. Are you happy or excited? Or are you angry or you're upset or you're sad? Just notice it. No need to judge it. Just scan it. And to your body, which part of your body is now getting your attention? Is that your hand or is it a shoulder or fingertips or maybe your feet or knees or toes, your stomach? Or just notice it. And let's use the conscious breath to intake in all the oxygen from nose and let that out slowly from the mouth. And when you intake in all the air energy from nose, then circulate new energy into your body, lungs, stomach, and blood circulating entire body with the newness, and then let it out slowly from the mouth with no longer serving energy, anything, people, way of being, that repeating pattern that no longer serving, event, memories, all these are belonging to your past here now. So breath allow us to connect at this moment as alive feet on earth. When we end this life on earth, then no longer breathing from nose to exhaling. So this is our gift, the proof that we are on earthy life. So let all part of us connect with this breath to this earth here now at this moment together. Ready? Let us take a long, deep breath, counting 3, 1, from the nose, go, 2, 3, hold it. Again, counting 3, 1, go, 2, 3, hold it.
Slowly
The last one, when we exhaling, let us use the voice, the vocal, to let that all out, saying out. Ready? Let's go. Thank you for joining conscious breathing exercise, being current here now. This is June Universe. Whew, how you feel before and after? Just take a moment and connect your thinking, your feeling, your body. What is getting your attention now? So today's focus I'd like to give is healing your perception, empower future now. I'm gonna set the timer so that we can expect some channeling the message. Okay. So healing your perception. Perception is so unique to each one of us. And healing is to redirect that connection of each element composing the patterns unique to each of our experiences and our perception for ideal pattern that is helpful to change for a better. And everything on earth and universe is changing, and we are not exception. However, what we repeating based on our belief that is created to make the human life easier as an autopilot is running all of the time as if the app, without knowing, it's always running in the background to helping the operation smooth work. Exactly as the subconscious too. The perception, when we respond, how we see it, hear it, taste it, is all based on a past experience, which is the base of that past. Future is not necessary based on the past. New can be happening. So our idea is to what will make that more exciting, more resonating to ideal creation as a new reality that expand your joy and success fulfillment. How we can redirect the energetic pattern perception towards bettering. Healing your perception, awareness is the good start. For the future is happening here now. Empower, own power to redirect when we notice. This is June Universe. Come join us for the second segment, clicking the link from description. Until then, I see you there. Bye. Welcome back. So the channeling message is very interesting, that perception is the We learn from experience and build that learning unique pattern. Just like the cell phone, the factory default is mostly the same. And ship it over to the store and purchase by each one of us. And to open the box and install in it. Name, IDs, PIN number, whatever that we chose, and to initiate and to download in apps and more, put in our own IDs and informations and what we want to do. 1 hour later, two exactly same factory default cell phone is becoming a totally different way behaving, similar to a perception. Of course, there is an default nature, our spirit and our soul is there. However, human being is basically a system as in a function, as in mammals, as in we have the brain and then the way it works is grow in a unique way, and perception is also influenced by the environment, family, the experience. However, that we all have a power to change it for the better if we want to. That life is to create more fulfilling, learn about self and others and earth and what we can do and enjoy creation and being part of the creating, co-creating. Learning own joy and what will make you excited, and it's just a growing and what we can do for self and others, and that is the joy, pure joy of life and gift of life is to enjoy moments, enjoy. So the perception taking an important role for that. And if you notice that unhappiness, what will make that feel unhappy? How you perceive is your experience. Being open to not necessarily it's the way to see it. So learning other way to look at, see it, feel it will allow us choice to change using the power to change. And the future is happening now. And at this moment when we notice power to change. So heeding your power, empower future now. The intuitive reading that I like to provide today is from Life Path mostly. And to do so, I would like you to choose the feeling that you like to embody using our together moments here while I am delivering and while you are listening my delivery, connecting energy field of oneness. And when you are listening, please send a good thought to the energy requester as if they are experiencing in a perfect way, connecting in the oneness. And at the same time, embody the feeling that you like to experience, feel. My feeling that I like to embody and strengthen is calm, calm. Or openness, openness, or loving, loving, blessing, blessing, grateful for, exciting, exciting. It's already changing, but that's what I like to and body. How about yours? Choosing the word is the powerful, magical tool that you can do it for yourself in a practical way. And when you send a good thought, then an energy return system of the universe is coming back to you to help you feel embodying that chosen feeling for you, yourself. That's the beauty of the oneness energy, which I love doing for others, and that we're coming back to own chosen experience. All right. So here is, let me put the timer here as usual, 3 minutes. Here is the first symbol is grapes. Grapes. Here is the grapes. Okay. I'm sensing that grapes, particularly Muscat, it doesn't have a seed in it. So it's like a very organized, produced, mass production, man-made type of fruit that juicy and perfect shape and very well developed as an commercialized form. I'm having a sense that it's not good or bad, but you may feel as more organically grown. It's got the seed inside and natural type of grapes, but this perfectly shaped non-seed Muscat grape seems to be a very attractive taste, shining, and I feel very valuable and in a sense profitable for what you like to do on this particular Muscat grape situation. I have a sense like a money related, business connected activity around this grape, and perhaps the grape itself is the product that you offer. Stay with that very commercialized way of looking, but when it's been tasted, it received well as a jewel, as an almost like a gold, and you feel proud of that. And it, the one bunch holding the seven Muscat, it's this almost like a seven chakra as a precious, enjoyable bite for this golden taste of value. And the way you representing this value is so fascinating, and the buyer love the sense of self and very refined high quality grapes that you love it. I love it looking at it. It's a cosmic energy on your side and ready to go. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and heat into your creation. This is Muscat, category of life path. This is very exciting. I love it. So the next one. Quick. Go to the Libra. Here is Libra. Okay, I'm having the sense that it is so unique way of making balance that perhaps being perceived by other people is unbalanced, but probably it's a perfect harmonious balance that you're holding in your awareness within, and That's so exclusively unique to your view of what is to be shared. I'm having a sense that from the gift from the universe, that's what a wonderful way to look at the uniqueness. But proud of yourself that this balance is in almost like the game people enjoy, that picking some stones by the river, different size, different shape, and putting over and or make it as an the block of the stones to create the balance as an art, an unbelievable way holding one another in perfect harmonious balance. That's a similar expression that I'm feeling from this Libra. So be confident about what it is, and even people saying some negative comment of this Libra that you are creating, that's their perception, and yours also new, but it's the very highly connected to earthy reality. So trusting yourself and building up the beautiful, unbalanced, perfect, balanced shape of your dedication and reality to share with others for joy. Good luck. This is Libra, category of life path. That's interesting too. And next one is chess. Chess? Okay. I'm having a sense of very historical, nice design building that perhaps it's the church or the castle in Italian influence taste, that quality, historical, and still being loved by everyone, even outside of the particular core people, which outside of religion, that created particular this chess is hold that value to be loved by people. I'm having a sense that somewhat old, aged material that you feel it's useless, but actually it has a value, as that roses never die. It means like a dry flowers, and that essence remain the same. So pay attention to what you already have instead of creating fresh. The nature of your creation seems to be choosing the fresh first. That is also a value, however, that aged, matured is sometimes has a different value, and both are available for you when you pay attention to and play well with your wisdom and creativity already available, knowing, aware what comes as in a synchronicity, and receive and harmonize as the most enjoyable, easiest way. Good luck. This is chess category of life path. The last one is Glass. Okay. I see birds around this glass window. I suppose it's the window to connect to the world out there. I see the birds resting nest there in the down. It's dark around it, but it knows that way and when to fly up and play and connect. I have a sense this glass particular situation that was almost stopped or ended around the beginning of April this year, and April, May, June, July, almost 4 months to be coming back to something, some root are the same, but the shape and form are absolutely better and mature. So the old needed to be shedded and now started to grow in its own rooted power, more enjoyable, more larger scale, fulfilling your heart and connect to the world around you. And it's so bright possibility shining, and even it doesn't have a sun, it has a power to grow this much, and now to bring it more ideal environment outside this glass window. It's the potentials, and birds come, and a butterfly comes, and other creatures and bees comes, and connection that is it's been waiting for. That's what I'm getting. That this glass situation, I feel choose intellectually, use your knowledge and wisdom and practical side to articulate. And if you need to choose the number, 11 might be a good number to play with. Avoid 4 and 2. These are very unstable number. Choose 11 or 3 to minimize and maximize the potential. Good luck. This is glass category of life path. You can also request your intuitive blind reading, sending me personal message over Facebook, Twitter at JuneUniverse. At JuneUniverse, choosing one symbol that represents your life's curious matter, not someone else's. And let me know what category of your life is it from? Is that a love life, relationship, family, work, career? That will help me read the energy around the symbol and deliver the insight as practical information. If it's resonating, please take it. It's yours for free. And thank you for allowing us to co-create energy field. If it's not resonating, please do not take it, because I totally respect that you are knowledgeable person about your life, most knowledgeable. And I respect your choice. However, that insight might be useful for you to get to know what you're looking for. If it's no, 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 it's not. And then that will help you to find the right, it's right direction. So either way, it will be fine. And thank you for co-creating this oneness. That is really precious for me. And thank you, listener, for sending a good energy, for being part of this reading and community. Oh, by the way, how is your feeding choice for this day? I feel very mellow today, but it's very calm and gentle, grounding. Thank you. I like this energy. So wrapping up here, and this week, wrapping up that month of July and preparing for the last part of the summer, August. Let us take a deep, long breath together as to wrapping up this month and noticing that what we are intending to create, to dedicate the month of August, the future empowering here now. Ready? Let us take a long, deep breath. Eyes open from the nose. Go. Two. Three. Connect as one. Thank you. This is June the Universe. I see you next time. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart. Bye.